Now, Pakistan's search for a prime minister continues. The ruling Pakistan's People's Party names its second candidate for the post following the disqualification of a former premier, Yousef Reza Gilani. Raja Parvez Ashraf is proposed as Pakistan's next premier after a court issued an arrest warrant for the first nominee, Makhdoom Shahabuddin. Ashraf served as information minister in Gilani's cabinet, but what's causing concern is that he too is dogged with allegations of corruption. So we all have to wait until 12:30 GMT today to see whether the parliament will vote him in as the new prime minister or not. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court disqualified Gilani over his conviction in a contempt of court case in April. Back then, he'd been found guilty of ignoring court orders to open a corruption case against President Asif Ali Zardari. The political turmoil comes just months before Pakistan's widely expected general elections. Syed Tariq Pirzada is a political and strategic affairs analyst, joining me now live from Islamabad to share his thoughts with us on this. Mr. Pirzada, thanks for being with us. First of all, do you think that Raja Parvez Ashraf is going to get that vote?
Well, you know, the tragedy is this, that he happens to be one of those ministers of the Zardari government who have been involved in major scandals. And in the case of Mr. Parvez Ashraf, the new nominee of the People's Party for the new Prime Minister of Pakistan, he was the first major minister of the Zardari government who became involved in the power plant scandal of the country. Power plant scandal means the power generation plant scandal. And even through this date, we know that his name has not been cleared. And as a matter of fact, the other irony of the fate is this, that he was actually taken to the court by another person who is now the sitting minister from a coalition party. And he is also a minister, and he is the one who appeared as a witness against Mr. Parvez Musharraf, in the court of law. So again, a tainted candidate has been proposed for the name and the position of the prime minister in Pakistan. And the third thing is that he will also be confronted with the reality that the court would ask him, once he is approved by the parliament, to write a letter to the Swiss authorities against Mr. Zardari, where the issue that was the prime reason behind the downfall of Mr. Gilani, the former prime minister.
And that is a question that's been asked a lot, Mr. Pirzada, about the reason why Gilani himself was forced to step down, a contempt of court case. Why did he stand up for Zardari at this cost, and how much is this going to cost for the government of Zardari himself?
Well, you know, if you look at the politics of People's Party in Pakistan, they are actually sending a message to the system and the stakeholders in the country. Either we run the country the way we want to, or we will take down the whole system with us. So already the members of the People's Party are saying that we will never write a letter. That means the new prime minister, in this case, Mr. Raja Parvez Ashraf, the nominee, will never write a letter under the direction of the court against the prime president of Pakistan to the Swiss authorities. So they are already, they have proposed this name with a clear agenda in mind, that they would confront the court again, that they would not worry about the overall stability of the country. If the court won't let them run the country the way they want, they would literally ruin the whole society. And this confrontation, if it continues, either through this through the good offices of this new prime minister or any other future prime minister, it'll be a bad news for the country.
Okay, Mr. Syed Tariq Pirzada, political and strategic affairs analyst, joining us there live from Islamabad. Thank you very much.